This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes for the assembly elections in four states of West Bengal, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry to be held tomorrow. The counting will begin at 8 in the morning. Counting of postal ballots will be taken up first and the counting of electronic voting machines will start at 8:30 a.m. Early trends are expected to emerge by noon. Election Commission has put in place robust security arrangements for smooth counting at the four states and one union territory. Voting for all the 126 seats in Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry was held on the 9th of April. Polling for all 234 assembly constituencies in Tamil Nadu and for the first phase in West Bengal covering 152 seats was held on the 23rd of April. Voting for the second phase in West Bengal took place on the 29th of last month for 142 constituencies. In West Bengal, counting will take place across 77 centres in the state. In Assam, the fate of 722 candidates will be decided tomorrow. Moving on to the southern part of India, in Keralam, foolproof security arrangements have been put in place for the counting process. Tamil Nadu is witnessing an intense multi-cornered battle with the primary contest between the ruling DMK-led Secular Progressive Alliance and the opposition AIADMK-led National Democratic Alliance. In Puducherry, six counting centres have been set up in the Union Territory. A total of 294 candidates are awaiting the outcome of the contest. Indian space startup Galaxy has launched Mission Drishti, the world's first Optosar satellite, aboard SpaceX's Falcon 9 rocket from California in the United States. Weighing 190 kilograms, Mission Drishti is the largest Earth observation satellite ever built by a private Indian company. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi lauded the successful launch of Mission Drishti satellite by Galaxy, highlighting it as a major milestone in India's space and innovation journey. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said the successful launch of the satellite is a testament to youth's passion for innovation and nation building. The United Arab Emirates, UAE, has resumed normal flight operations to multiple destinations in India after brief suspension amid West Asia conflict. It comes after the UAE General Civil Aviation Authority has announced full resumption of normal air navigation operations within the country's airspace and lifted temporary precautionary measures. The Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said Indian and the UAE carriers have consequently restored regular flights from UAE to multiple destinations in India. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has said that it is taking all measures to ensure energy supply, maritime operations and support to Indian nationals in view of the West Asia conflict. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will inaugurate a North Tech Symposium on the theme Raksha Triveni Sangam, where technology, industry and soldiering converge in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh tomorrow. The three-day event is being jointly organized by the Northern Command and the Central Command of the Indian Army and the Society of Indian Defence Manufacturers, SIDM. The Ministry of Defence informed that the symposium will serve as a vibrant platform to showcase and integrate state-of-the-art indigenous technologies to overcome operational challenges. It added that the exhibition will feature an array of participants, including MSMEs, private defence tech firms, startups and innovators in uniform from across the country. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has assured that the state government is taking all necessary steps to ensure strict punishment for the accused of rape and murder of a minor girl in Nasrapur in Pune district. He called it as a serious incident, adding that efforts are underway to conduct the trial in a fast-track court. National Commission for Women Chairperson Vijaya Rahatkar has also strongly condemned the incident, calling it deeply disturbing and a blot on humanity. And the India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall along with thunderstorms and gusty winds over several parts of North India tomorrow. Thunderstorms accompanied by hailstorm is also expected over Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and Vidarbha. And in IPL cricket, chasing the target of 164 runs set by Punjab Kings, Gujarat Titans were 58 for 1 in 6 overs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad when reports last came in. Earlier in another match, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Sunrisers Hyderabad by 7 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad. And with that, we end this news bulletin.